I'm Barry Worthington.
I'm Charlie Keegan.
I'm Paul Thorpe.
And this is the Progress with Unity podcast. We completed our first double of the season. What a double against one of the teams challenging for automatic promotion, Peterborough United. Peterborough United 2, Wigan Athletic 3. That last 5 minutes, I tell you what, a bit twitchy.
Just a bit. I was excited. And it got to about 90 minutes and I was thinking, this is done this. And 2 minutes later, we're 3-2. And the onslaught sort of from Peterborough at the end, just they were just going in waves and it was just commit everybody forward. And I think we were really tired. You could see Charlie Good was just scrambling to try and get that ball away.
Key thing is you've got over the line, isn't it? I think when the third one went in, you know, despite the mad dash at the end, it was game over and points to us. If you'd have put the goals at the opposite end of the game, you've gone 2-0 down in the first couple of minutes and then 1-3-2, you'd all be buzzing. It's 3 points. Like Barry said, it's a double over one of the better teams in this division. Don't worry about it. Just crack on.
We were so comfortable. Then it's typical Wigan Athletic going to 10 men against that's the team with the best attacking in the division, and it was like the Alamo. The team: Tittle, Clare, Hughes, Good, Chambers, Matty Smith, Babradiko, Sessegnon, Asgard, Godot and McGuinness. And Stevie Sessegnon lasted all of 5 minutes and had to go off. Jones was on the bench because he'd not trained all week. He got thrown off after 5 minutes, but to say that he'd not been training, I thought he had an excellent game, Jordan Jones, yesterday.
You know, Maloney said that he could only really do 45 minutes, and that's just because he did a light session the day before. But yeah, 83 minutes, and it's just relentless. He just kept going. I don't really think he looked that tired at the end either, so it just shows how good of a condition he is. But, you know, he played really well. It's a shame to see Sess go off, but I thought it was a little strange, and I know I'm one of his biggest preachers of the season, but Liam Morrison not included in the squad, and we only used 4 of the 5 match day slots for loan players. So that was something I found a little strange. But yeah, hopefully Morrison, because he never got mentioned in the pre-match. I know Liam Shaw is injured. He's going to be out for hopefully not too long. But yeah, no Liam Morrison and no Johnny Smith either.
We've seen a number of players missing from the match day squad who you would think would be in, and it seems to be somebody different every time. There's a lot of rotation goes on, and I do think that Sean Maloney is not thinking of this as find my best 11, it's find my best 18 and then play with that.
I also think there's been just like in every walk of life, there's been a lot of illness sweeping through. There's been a lot of illness sweeping through the town itself, and I've spoken to a couple of players myself, and they've said they've been feeling around, you know, quite unwell and not been training, you know, as the weeks have gone on. Maybe there is. I mean, we all know ourselves that we've had this chest infection that's knocking about, and if you've got a squad there of lads who are 100% fit, as somebody's been a bit off, they're bound to be rested and away from the rest of the lads. I'm a big fan of Morrison's, but I tell you what, I'm a big fan of Charlie Goods now as well. He came off with the armband on, didn't he? So for the last 15, 20 minutes, he was skipping the side as well. But he looked like a skipper.
Yeah, and I think I was worried a little because in the sort of run-up to the game, he'd apparently not been doing much physical contact in training, and Maloney was saying that he's going to give it to the last second. So I thought Peterborough, a physical side, I wasn't too sure if it was going to be right for Good, and that's why I thought maybe we'd see a Liam Morrison. But Charlie Good, he gives me the vibes of Martin Kelly from the Blackburn game when he played the 75 minutes. But I do just get the Nat Phillips comparisons as well, the guy from Liverpool. It's just that he will get the ball away from that box by any means, and it was bouncing off Good's knee, his head, his face. Any time he needed to get rid of that ball, he was doing it. So I think you can see how much of a leader he is at the back and just how much he's going to elevate the whole squad. And even Maloney said that he's going to help you players like Liam Morrison and, more importantly, Charlie Hughes, because he's the one that's hopefully going to be staying with us next season. So it's, very, very good recruitment.
Sam Tittle's double save. How good was that?
Habsy-esque. It was a shot across, wasn't it, that he got down to and then was back up to the response.
Did it ricochet onto one of our defenders and almost go in as an own goal? He swiveled round as well, Ante. So it was more of a triple save than a double save.
He saved us some points this season, that lad. He's definitely up there in player of the season in conversations anyway.
I noticed on social media there were quite a few fans of both sides. If Peterborough could score goals, if he could hit the target. Well, there's 25 attempts yesterday. 7 of them were on target. And they're the division's top scorers. They are a team who can score goals. I thought we did a magnificent job on them yesterday. When we took the lead, it was slightly against the run of play, But what a goal that was. Tello has got on 20 minutes. The ball from Charlie Hughes, which has been mentioned by Peterborough fans as being absolutely sensational. Straight to Jordan Jones' feet as he was charging up the left-hand side. Great cutback with his left foot. And Tello, sure he stuck it in with his left peg as well, didn't he?
Yeah, and to be honest, I'm going to say it again. That was reminiscent of a Will Keane finish. And I said it last time when he scored. But Tello even said it in his post-match. He said he's been really working on his positioning, especially in the box, to be able to finish the chance. But how many times have we seen it where a winger will drag the ball, he'll cut it back, and then the player will take 2-3 touches, and then they close down by the defender, and the chance is gone. But Tello, left foot, which isn't his strong foot, is obviously his right foot's his strong foot, but first time just curled it straight into the corner. And I didn't think that Peterborough's keeper was the best yesterday. I think there was a lot of mistakes from him, and his positioning wasn't too great, but Asgard is in those positions and in those spaces to do what he does best. And I think that he's, what, like 7 goals this season so far, maybe an 8th if he can claim the second one off McGuinness. But this is his best season so far, and he's been so impressive.
The keeper, that save that he pulled off from Marshall Godot, what a great little move that was as well. I thought Godot was quite quietish today, but when you think about it, he had that effort and he also had an assist, didn't he? So he could have scored a goal and had an assist on a quiet day for him, which says something about the type of player he is.
Yeah, I think weak foot though. It was his left foot. Godot as well is a right-footed player and really good to get in that position. But when he cut it onto his left, I was thinking, just smash it. But I don't think he's quite got the confidence yet in his left foot to be able to do that. But no, that was a good save from Bilal Kapic.
They look quite an exciting side, Peterborough. They signed a lad late last week from Brentford, only 19 years of age, a big lad. He looked a really good player for me, the number 15. I know, Charlie, you said that you thought Chambers had him in his pocket. I sort of disagree with that slightly. I thought it was a great tussle between the pair of them, but he looked some player.
I only say Chambers pocketed him just because I think that Chambers reads the game so well, and he can see when the ball's going to go. So a lot of the time where Peterborough were probably going to get it to the number 15, Chambers was there, and it stopped him kind of being able to progress into that space. But I think when they go up against Exeter in midweek, and I think that he's going to have a really good game against them because he's going to be able to work in that space. So I don't think that we've seen the best of him yet, the number 15 for Peterborough, but I think that this season is going to be brilliant for them.
His name, just in case anybody is wondering, is Michael Olakabe. I think he's a player to look out for in the future as well. He made a big impression on me anyway. They are a good side. They've lost 1-22 going into that. I mean, we know who that was against. It was against us. But they've lost 1-22. They go into that game and now they've lost 2-23 and it's us again. And we've done a job on them. We did a real good job on them. And our second goal, which you've just alluded to it before, Charlie, was it Asgard or was it McGuinness? I mean, for me, it was Asgard. Matty Smith picked the ball up in midfield, threaded through to Marshall Godot, had the foresight to pull it back for Tello, who was coming in, just outside the box. And Josh McGuinness did the decent thing, lifted his foot up, let the ball go underneath it, in the back of the net, and then the both of them running away claiming it. So, all right then, we're the dubious goal panel. Whose goal is that?
Hello, Asgard.
Asgard's. Yeah, the whole point of what McGuinness is trying to do is deflect it a little bit, but not too much, because you don't want to deflect it wide. So he's trying to be delicate, and he's just missed.
And the best thing for me was how good Marshall Godot was working in the space as well to cut in from the right and then go across the outside of the box. And he's done it a lot of times this season. But again, it was a first-time shot by Tello Asgard. Didn't overthink it. He just set himself. And then the good strike. But it must have been McGuinness's shoelaces, if anything, that it's hit. So I don't think you can take it off Asgard. Asgard's already said that he's going to claim it as his own. So hopefully McGuinness just lets him have it, because then that'll be a first career hat-trick, I think, for Asgard as well. So I think he deserves it.
He had a superb game yesterday, Tello. He really did. He looked like, I mean, you're comparing him to Will Keane in certain aspects of his play, but he looked a little bit more than that as well for me. He had a good range of passing. He swept the ball out wide a few times in midfield. He got back as well, stuck his foot in. I know people criticise his lack of physicality on the pitch, but I thought yesterday he stood up strong and I thought he had an excellent game. And why I mentioned him, I might as well say the man of the match was voted for by the listeners on both Facebook and Twitter. Latics number 10, Tello Asgard. So congratulations and thoroughly deserved, and a well-deserved hat trick as well. I'd grab that ball and get all the players to sign it. That's if I was him. That's what I'd definitely do. Mm. And then Matty Smith gets fouled. 3 players round him, every one of them chopping at his ankles. He falls down, lands on the ball. The referee blows his whistle and gives Peterborough a free kick and books Matty Smith. And you're thinking, that's a bit harsh. But we didn't realise just how harsh it was, did we?
No, that first one, I really didn't think it was a yellow card because there was three players around him all hacking at him, and eventually he went down. Maybe he went down a little bit too easily. I don't think that's a yellow card. I think it's just at best a foul for a foul free kick to Peterborough and just a warning to Matt Smith saying don't do that again. But I don't think it was a yellow card. The second one, I do think it was a yellow card because if you look back at the video, he's trying to pull the player back and then he trips him. So I can see why that's given as a yellow card. But it's frustrating because we've now got the worst discipline in the league. I think we've got 99 cards in total, four of them are yellows. Leyton Orient have got 82 yellows and three reds, and then Burton 67 yellows and four reds. So we're miles ahead of everybody else.
I mean, normally, Charlie, I like them sort of statistics because it says you've got a hard team who's battling for every loose ball. But I bet if you break it down, there's a hell of a lot of them for dissent. And all they're doing really is questioning the officials' decisions because there've been so many poor decisions this season. A lot of players have picked up bookings for that, and even red cards as well. And that's the frustrating bit. So the bit that I like, where it means you've got a nasty streak in you, I don't think we have. And for us
No.
to be so far the dirtiest team in the league seems a little bit ironic, really. When I always feel we've got a soft underbelly.
Yeah, you look at McGuinness's yesterday, the yellow card was he was the captain on the game yesterday, and then he goes and speaks to the ref about one of the yellow cards just to have a conversation, and he gets booked. But I thought that the only player that should be speaking to the ref for things like that is your captain. So why are you going to book McGuinness when he's really just following the protocol? And then Asgard got one later for a foul that he had nothing to do with. I think it was just his reaction to the referee blowing up the foul, and then he got a yellow card for that. So there was just a couple that really shouldn't have been yellow cards. But we look back at the original Stevenage game, just how many bookings Wigan got there, and not all of them were bookings at all. So it's just the real inconsistency with the refs in the Football League. And yeah, like I've said before, I don't know what the rules are. So we just have to watch the game and hope that we can come away with them without many bookings.
I'll let the rest of the stats just to put them all into context, but we'll come to the bookings why I'm doing it. Possession with 36%. Attempts, 25. Peterborough, we had 10. Peterborough hit the target 7 times. We did 5. Corners, 5-1 in Peterborough favour. Fouls, 11 committed by Peterborough, 13 by the Latics. Yellow cards, 2 for Peterborough players, 7 for Wigan Athletic players, which included one red. With the players booked, Jones, Clough, McGuinness, Asgard, Hughes, and Matt Smith's double booking. Now, out of all them, there's no nasty players in there, is there? There's no what you, no shithouses, no nigglers, no getting stuck in, lads. And it just like.
We've been frustrated so many times this season by the inconsistency, where you'll see players getting fouled and mauled and frustrated because they're not getting any protection off the referee, and they start to think, well, I'll give a bit back. And the first one that goes back the other way is yellow card, Latics player. You're not playing with Sam Morsey. You look at the number of them, Callum McManaman, Callum Lang, who come charging in, and Josh Stone's walking yellow card. They're not in that list, are they? It
Two
is frustrating. It's almost
didn't
as though there
play,
is a
though.
reputation. No, but I know. And it's almost as though they're the players you would expect to be on that list, though, as a
Yeah,
supporter, aren't they? But it's almost as though there must be a sort of a memo gone around the referees or something to say, yeah, they're a dirty lot, this lot. Get them all booked, make sure they behave themselves.
so, well, we've gone down to 10 men, and you're thinking 2-0. Can we see it out with 10 men? Lo and behold, we get a third goal. Stephen Humphreys had come on for Josh McGuinness, and that third goal, it was Humphreys all over, weren't it? Is the way he plays. But he'd knocked the ball to Jones, who brought it inside. He looked for us to keep possession, knocked it back to Humphreys, who then did his little shimmy step over. I noticed Callum Lang tweeted him last night and called him Weetabix feet. And he's used his Weetabix feet and he's got it into the box and a superb finish. And for me, that was definitely a Will Keane-esque by Tello.
Yeah, I mean, he made, I think it was Humphreys up against Kiprianu on the side, and he made him look silly, made him fall over, and then he took on the man in the box. But Asgard was up against Ronnie Edwards in the box, but also Josh Knight, and you could see that Asgard kind of held back a little bit. So Ronnie Edwards thought, okay, he's going to do the drop back, and he went tried to go the other side of him, but then Asgard quickly the body feint to get more goal side of Edwards, and then Josh Knight had assumed that Edwards had him. He hadn't, and as soon as then the ball's in the box, Asgard's right where he needs to be and finishes it. So the movement from Asgard was really good. but the feat from Stevie Humphries to get in there. I think Stevie Humphries' appearance was pretty much perfect. I couldn't ask any more from him.
I thought he was fantastic when he came on. But then, that last 10 minutes, so, wow. They brought on like Harris up front, didn't they? I mean, he's a big unit, that lad. Kerr came on. Chelyuzov, I hope it was only precautionary. Two goals in 3 minutes, Knight and then Jones. I mean, they was unlucky with that Knight goal. It was just like pinballing about in the box, and it ended up going in the back of the net. And then Jones got one on 90 plus four, but we made it out to the end.
I thought Peterborough's subs were pretty much spot on. Get Clark Harris on, somebody who's a bit more physical up top, can really panic our defence. But then David Ajiboye as well, who I thought was one of the better players when we played them last time, he came on and was obviously really dangerous. He came on for the Michael Olakigbe. So it was the young man coming off for the more experienced player. So, yeah, no, they did really well. Definitely wave and wave of attack, but I think Hughes and Clare came off because Maloney was saying that they were both on yellow cards as well. Hughes did get the knock, but to avoid another red card, they both came off. But yeah, Peterborough were excellent in the last few minutes. But I'm glad that we eventually held on, because even after the second goal, I think they had three more waves of attack. So it could have been a leveler.
Sean Maloney, post-match comments. It had everything you want in an away performance, and the last couple of minutes became a bit nerve-wracking, but it's a massive win for us. The last 4 minutes were uncomfortable. I was waiting for the final whistle, and I was delighted when it came. So he shared our agony there, didn't he? You know, you was just on edge of your seat. The referee, Dan Middleton, we had a ref change. He refed us earlier in the season, Dan Middleton, against Shrewsbury. If you recall, he sent off Shea Dunkley after 5 minutes when he brought Telawasco down. And he only booked Josh Stones and one Shrewsbury player in that game. So there was only two yellow cards. And he only awarded in total 15 free kicks. So we had a really quiet game that day. And I remember thinking after that match that he was a good referee. One thing he did do, though, in that first game, he let a lot go, apart from obviously the bringing down of Asgard when they were through, but he let challenges go both ways. He did that at the beginning, you see, then started to clamp down on it. Thought it brought some questioning remarks from the players that they probably got picked up on for dissent.
If they don't know what they're doing in terms of what they can and can't get away with, then that's exactly what you're going to get as a referee, isn't it? That game earlier on in the season, you could not argue in the slightest bit with Dunkley going off. Very unfortunately, but it was absolutely a red card. And I think you've got a game there that settles down. I think a lot of it depends on how much both sides are going at it and how much they're trying to get away with and how much they're trying to play football.
I don't know. It seems strange. Like one game, you're thinking, wow, he was a good ref. And then the next time you have him, you're thinking, my goodness, he was poor. And they were both wins. You know, it's not like we've lost one of the games. And it's not because of Matt Smith sending off, because I agree with you, Charlie. It's a professional foul. He has to give him a yellow for that. He wasn't consistent with his whistling yesterday for me.
I'm looking at Dan Middleton's stats and 15 league games he's reffed in his career, four red cards and three penalties is awarded. So he's definitely quite card happy. Maybe it's because he's so young in his career, but there's also an element that our players need to get a little bit more smart in game and just understand it. But they're so young that it's fine. And if Peterborough were on the break and we were 2-1 up and Peterborough were running through and Matt Smith cleaned a player out from the back and took him down and got a red card, I would be praising Matt Smith because then it could avoid a goal scoring opportunity and could get us the 3 points. But when you 2-0 up and it's a minor trip that you don't need to do, I think you just need to be a little bit smarter. But overall, Sean Maloney's game management was incredible because to react to the Sessegnon injury the way he did and to react as well to Hughes and Clare getting yellow carded and then Matt Smith getting red carded and we still came away with the win. I think Maloney got it spot on yesterday.
Clough took one for the team, didn't he, when they were breaking through and he gave a little trip. But I like Sean Clough. What a player he is. We'll move on now. That game's gone. 3 points in the bag. Well, 6 points, really. Thank you very much, Peterborough. It's been our pleasure. Looking at the table, we're in 13th. We're on 37 points. Thanks, EFL. Without them, we'd be on 45. And I reckon Stevenage goal disallowed and Barnsley goal disallowed. That would give us another 5 points, which would move us even further up the table. And then two missed penalties against Cheltenham and Leyton Orient. You know what? If they'd have gone in, we'd be in the playoffs. Now then, how good has Maloney done? On a level playing field, decisions going our way, this team would be in the playoffs now.
Can you really give him any less than a 10 out of 10? Really? Is it fair to give him an 8 out of 10 and say, oh, he's done all right, or a 9 out of 10? But I would say 10 out of 10. You've basically pieced together a side with no money Ewan Gregorio could driven up and down the motorway to put a team together just before the opening whistle of the game, and you've done it. You've got academy graduates developing really, really well. You've got a team who started on minus eight to be 7 points off the playoffs if we didn't have the minus eight, when everybody really counted us down and out. A lot of people were saying League Two could be a thing, but look at where we are. And I think it's incredible what he's done. And I really don't understand the negativity towards him. Maybe I'm just unable to see it, but I physically cannot see it. I think it's really good what he's done. And you look at our home record and our away record, you look at where we are on the table, how good our defensive stats are. It's pretty much a perfect season, I would say.
I would completely agree. You've just got to look at all the money that he's wasted on transfers, haven't you? In counterance to that, not spent a penny, not allowed to spend a penny. There is no counter argument. He's done an absolute belting job. Actually, you look at the job he's done, you look at the constraints he's worked under, and he's been absolutely brilliant.
Since we last see the transfer window shut, so just a quick review. The ins, Charlie Goode, Charlie Kelman, Luke Chambers. The outs, Charlie White, Callum Lang, Harry McHugh, Luke Robinson and Joe Adams. White, McHugh, Robinson and Adams gone out on loan, but I don't think Charlie White will be coming back. And Callum Lang we've sold, who's had a fabulous start to his Portsmouth career. Two goals, two assists, so superb start for Callum. It's good to see him enjoying himself. And for me, as big as that, the keeps, Hughes and Tittle. I mean, it's been rumoured that they were both off. They're still here.
Yeah, the big takeaway for me from the transfer window is that we seem to be in control of what we're doing. Nobody's dictating to us what's happening. We are calling the shots, albeit we're still working under those restrictions. Well, that's a brilliant place to be, where we're the ones pulling the strings.
I think there's obviously a lot of talk about no CEO and how much of an impact that can have on our activity, but we've got Greg Aryock. He's a sporting director. He's a smart guy. Had a lot of deal. Well, runs our academy essentially, but had a lot of dealings with the England national team for their youth setups. Had a lot of dealings with huge clubs. So he's a very, very smart guy, and I do have a lot of confidence in the sort of transfer deals that he can do. And when it comes to the summer, and Maloney and Rio kind of lose the shackles and can start spending a bit of money on this squad, I think that next season we're going to look a really, really strong outfit, because we already do, and we haven't spent a penny, as Paul said. We haven't spent anything, so I'm excited for what the next transfer window looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. Charlie Goode coming in, he could be one that we're looking to keep beyond his loan period, and he's in place and if he's loving it here, fabulous stuff. Anyway, looking ahead, we've got five games in the next 3 weeks in February. Exeter, Oxford, Shrewsbury, Cheltenham and Bolton Wanderers. And we'll be back on Wednesday with the first of those, previewing the first of those, Exeter City at the DW Stadium. So Gary Caldwell back in town. We're looking forward to that one. It's just a pity Matt Smith will not be playing. He'll be suspended. So Scotty Smith came on yesterday. It didn't look like he was carrying any injuries. So Smith and Adeyemi in midfield. I think we should be all right there. So until Wednesday, it's up the ticks. Come on.
Up the ticks.
Come on. Up the ticks.